This is a podcast from RTE Radio 1.
And the following is the result.
The first count in Galway West.
And it's not easy. Election counts aren't easy for any candidate.
The total poll, 49,944. Boyle votes, 478.
I deem them to be elected.
Hello and welcome to The Constituency. If you're one of those people who revels in party political intrigue, or if you're fascinated by electoral permutations and combinations, you'll probably have given some thought to the two constituencies featured on the programme this evening. Later, a look at Wicklow, where two of the incumbents are retiring, where there's been internal strife in more than one party, and where one of the closest contests of 2002 unfolded. But first, the constituency where earlier this month candidate selection became headline news.
Well, I understand that Mairead McGuinness will contest the election in Louth, and I think her entry to the race will transform what traditionally has been seen as perhaps one of the most predictable or boring constituencies in the country.
I'm from County Louth, and over Christmas I came to the decision that I would run in the county of my birth for Dáil Éireann because we can deliver two seats for the party and be in government.
The cat is most definitely amongst the pigeons in County Louth.
It's been pretty hard to avoid Mairead McGuinness since she announced her intention to contest the Louth constituency, which must be pretty hard to take if you're the sitting Fine Gael TD, Fergus O'Dowd.
She informed me the day before she announced that she was going to do it, so I had time to think about it. Tom Corner, General Secretary, rang me that evening and told me what was happening as well. I've no difficulties with Mairead, and if you ask Mairead, she'll tell you who was her best canvasser in County Louth, who brought her everywhere in Drogheda and South Louth, who was always there for her. I was.
Still, though, when she did make that announcement, there must have been a part of you that said, listen, why couldn't she have picked Meath West or Kildare South or any of the other constituencies that had been mentioned?
Well, it's the wisdom, it's the party wisdom. Here's the party political person talking to you now, Rachel, as opposed to the person. The party has a collective wisdom. It's made its decision. I live with that. I work with it. I don't have a problem with it. Clearly, it'll make it more difficult for all of us, three on the ticket as it is, for Jim Darcy, myself and Red, to win two seats. But that's our job.
Fergus O'Dowd was elected to the Dáil for the first time in 2002. Louth's three other TDs are the Foreign Affairs Minister Dermot Ahern, Seamus Kirk, also of Fianna Fáil, and Sinn Féin's Arthur Morgan. All are running again. Mairead McGuinness, of course, got an absolutely massive vote, more than a quarter of the first preferences, in the East constituency at the subsequent European elections. Her decision means that there will be three Fine Gael candidates. The third, as we heard, is the Dundalk-based Jim Darcy. The overwhelming feeling locally is that this is one candidate too many. Now, if she were to replace Fergus O'Dowd, she'd be replacing somebody who's been seen as one of the better performers on what's been described as a lacklustre Fine Gael front bench. In particular, he has become known for his interest in the appalling conditions in some of the country's nursing homes, such as Lee's Cross.
Well, it came directly from a constituent's family who complained about their mother being in a nursing home, and that it was in the middle of November and that she was freezing in bed and wearing her full day clothes along with the bed clothes. I said that couldn't possibly be true. So we went immediately out to the nursing home, and it was actually true. Within an hour, we had the health board doctor in, but it took months before we got the temperature in that nursing home up to the normal 20-21 degrees, which it had to be in the bedroom.
It's a wet afternoon in Dundalk, the base of the man who topped the poll here at the last election, Dermot Ahern. Politicians of all hues tend to agree that this is a place that has changed for the better in recent years, change facilitated in large part by progress in the north. However, some of the same old problems remain. Dermot Ahern acknowledges that the health service is an issue here. The bigger of the county's two hospitals, Our Lady of Lourdes in Drogheda, currently ranks 50th and last on the Rate My Hospital website. As many local people see it, the controversial downgrading of hospitals elsewhere in the northeast has put unbearable strain on facilities in Louth.
It has always been an issue as long as I've been around. In my first election in 87, it was a huge issue. I've no doubt it'll be an election issue in 2007, given the fact that we've the Lourdes Hospital and also the Louth County. I've often said that, you know, we should have the best health service in the country, given the fact that we're one of very few counties that have two hospitals.
Since Mairead McGuinness announced her electoral intentions, there has been endless speculation about her chances and those of the other candidates. One theory that has been put forward, and needless to say not by Fianna Fáil people, is that Seamus Kirk could be vulnerable. Dermot Ahern, on the other hand, has no such worries. According to the bookies, he's 10-1 on to be returned.
In 1989, I got in by six preference votes, just by six votes. So I don't take the people for granted, and nor should anyone else, including pundits.
There has been some speculation, though, that the vote of Seamus Kirk in particular could be affected. Will you be in a position where you'll have to say to people, listen, don't vote number one for Dermot Ahern, vote for Seamus Kirk?
I don't think you'd ever get any politician to do that, and nor should I be expected to do that when it comes to an election. We have our own respective areas, we stay to our own areas, but at the end of the day we cannot dictate to anyone how they wish to vote. But I would suggest to a lot of the onlookers from this from outside this constituency to be very, very careful what they predict.
As you know, since Christmas there's been a lot of talk about possible government combinations. If Fianna Fáil and the Progressive Democrats isn't possible, what would your own preferred option be?
I'm not going to get into any of that. I've said my piece over the years, long before an election. As far as I'm concerned, I'm open to business. We've made it quite clear that, you know, we wouldn't do business with Sinn Féin for a whole lot of reasons. They're a revolutionary, socialist, extremely sort of left-wing party. I've no doubt that my organisation here in County Louth would not countenance a coalition with Sinn Féin.
But just to clarify, you wouldn't have any particular problem with either the Labour Party or the Green Party, let's say?
Absolutely not, no.
But not surprisingly, just around the corner in his constituency office, Sinn Féin's Arthur Morgan sees things rather differently.
I recall Charlie Haughey saying that he wouldn't, it was a single party government or nothing. And within a few days of the election result, he was talking to Des O'Malley, his arch enemy.
For all of the talk about Louth traditionally being seen as one of the country's duller constituencies, it did create a bit of a stir in 2002 when Arthur Morgan doubled the Sinn Féin vote to take a seat. He claims, however, that those looking for political drama this time are wasting their time in Louth.
I think that while faces may or may not change, the configuration in terms of two Fianna Fáil, one Fine Gael and one Sinn Féin, I believe will stand.
Yet if you look at the figures, back in 1997, Sinn Féin got, I think, about 3,500 first preference votes. That went up substantially to more than 7,000 in 2002. The suggestion there would be that that was a floating vote and that it might float elsewhere.
That's a reasonable argument and that's a reasonable conclusion to draw. The point about it is that it didn't float in 04. It stayed with Sinn Féin in 2004 in the local government elections. Our offices are busier than ever, but I happen to believe that there is a Sinn Féin seat in County Louth and that that will remain at the next general election.
It's early evening in the pub and music venue run by Mark Deary on the Quays in Dundalk. He's a Green Party councillor in the town and first-time election candidate. Now, some months back, his name had been mentioned in dispatches as someone with an outside chance of taking a seat. However, Louth observers reckon that the arrival of Mairead McGuinness has probably put paid to that chance.
She's shifted the dynamic for all of us at this stage. There's no doubt she brings an element of celebrity to the campaign, and the national media have obviously sat up and taken notice of that. But the real question is, does she stand for anything different?
Mark Deary's first taste of campaigning was as part of the group that took a legal challenge against the Thorpe nuclear reprocessing plant at Sellafield. And like just about every Green Party person I've encountered over the past couple of months, he wants to see the party in power.
Oh, I think that's where it's at. The issues are critical around transport, energy, and the bigger issues around climate change need to be addressed seriously in the next term of government.
So Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael, or does it matter?
Well, there was a time when Fine Gael would have been a source of some comfort to me during the Fitzgerald era. I think they've abandoned that project in a big way. So given that that's the case, I don't see too much between them.
The other names on the ballot paper here in Louth will include the third Fianna Fáil candidate Frank Marr, Gerald Nash of the Labour Party, Peter Short of the Workers' Party and Luke Martin of the pressure group Parental Equality. So can Fine Gael take two seats? Richard McCullen, the editor of the independent radio news service INN, is a long-time Louth watcher. He says that in trying to assess the outcome, you have to consider a whole range of factors, including what has happened here in the past.
Well, traditionally, Fianna Fáil have always done well in County Louth, and in fact will usually poll above their national average. Fine Gael, on the other hand, they usually underperform in County Louth compared to the rest of the country. Sinn Féin will usually do better in County Louth than the national figures would suggest, and Labour are seen to be a party that will underperform in County Louth compared to the rest of the country.
Another factor that seems to be incredibly important in Louth, even though it's the smallest county in the country, is geography. There's very much a north-south divide.
Oh, there is. If you take a line from RD to Dunlear, you've got North Louth and you've got South Louth. You've got people who will gravitate towards Drogheda. You've got people in the north end of the county. They gravitate towards Dundalk. And that actually goes across party divisions, because it's usually a feature that a South Louth candidate, irrespective of what party they represent, they will pick up from other candidates in the South Louth area, and similarly in North Louth.
And we saw this the last time, I think, in the way that Frank Marr, who was the third Fianna Fáil candidate, and indeed is the third Fianna Fáil candidate again this time, the way he transferred to Fergus O'Dowd of Fine Gael, ahead of Seamus Kirk of his own party.
Yeah, that's right. Fergus O'Dowd got a huge vote in transfer terms from Frank Marr, purely because he was seen to be a Drogheda candidate. And traditionally, some of the local media in County Louth have always urged their readers to vote for a Drogheda candidate because they felt Drogheda needed a TD.
There's something else I suppose we should consider as well. That's the fact that so many people have moved into Louth since the last election.
Oh, easily between 5 and 10,000 people have moved into County Louth, although some of the people who have moved into County Louth actually live in County Meath. It's a very convoluted picture, but some of the people who now live in the Drogheda area probably think they're living in County Louth. They actually live in County Meath because they're outside the borough. But there has been a huge influx of people into the county, not only in South Louth, but also in the Dunlear area, and indeed quite a significant number of people are now living and commuting from Dundalk. So there is that whole unknown factor out there.
The big question at the moment, though, and I know this is a question that annoys the other candidates because they feel almost that it writes them out of the story, the big question is, how well can Mairead McGuinness do?
Mairead McGuinness, total unknown factor really in terms of what impact is she going to have on her Fine Gael running mates, sitting TD Fergus O'Dowd and the Dundalk area candidate Jim Darcy. There is also a possibility that she will do damage to Seamus Kirk of Fianna Fáil. His vote has been slipping in recent elections. There is a distinct possibility that she might hoover up votes from all quarters, and that might in turn do damage to Arthur Morgan, the sitting Sinn Féin TD. So in reality, whatever happens, Mairead McGuinness is going to impact on all of the other candidates.
In your view, though, what are the factors that are going against her?
She has a limited window of opportunity to make herself fully known to the people of the county. Now, I know she has a high profile in the media, certainly, but she would be seen to be perhaps a rural person, and that's not going to go down well with people living in the towns of Drogheda or Dundalk. There is another factor, I think, that might go against her, and that would be, how are Fine Gael going to carve up the constituency? I think Fine Gael are going to almost have to double their vote.
As of now, though, how do you see things going? I mean, we've already heard from Dermot Ahern, and, you know, we get the usual line, taking nothing for granted, etc., etc. But I think we can take for granted he will be elected.
I think he's actually the only certainty in the constituency. There is a possibility that Fergus O'Dowd could become unseated by a very strong campaign by Mairead McGuinness. There is the possibility that Mairead McGuinness, in doing damage to Seamus Kirk, might help the other Fianna Fáil candidate, Frank Marr, and he might then leapfrog Seamus Kirk. There is also the possibility that Mairead would do damage to Sinn Féin's Arthur Morgan. You just don't know. But I think, taken on balance, and even at this remove, if I was a betting man, I would probably plump for no change in County Louth.
Richard McCullen on the electoral outlook in Louth. If it's difficult to predict what will happen there at the general election, at least we know who the contenders are. Here in Wicklow, the picture is altogether less clear. Two of the county's five TDs, Joe Jacob of Fianna Fáil and independent Mildred Fox, are retiring, and the final makeup of the ballot paper remains uncertain. Now, this state of affairs has been prompted in part by Fianna Fáil's unusual candidate selection policy. Gareth Farrell, who's the news editor with the Wicklow local radio station East Coast, explains.
Well, originally they had announced that Dick Roach was going to run, and there was no further announcement as to who was going to be joining him on the ticket. It then emerged that they were going to hold, which was quite unusual, they were going to hold an interview process. And in between all of this, when this big debate was going on, there were suggestions that Shane Byrne had been approached.
This is Shane Byrne, the rugby player, the guy famous for the haircut.
Him. If memory serves me correctly, he more or less confirmed he had been approached, but the official line taken by the party was, you know, all options are open. And then they went through the election, the interview process. We had the three Pats, Pat Casey, Pat Doran, Pat Fitzgerald and Joe Behan. And it dragged on and it dragged on. And eventually, just before Christmas, it was announced that Joe Behan, who's the Bray Town and County Councillor, was to run alongside Dick Roach with Pat Fitzgerald, who'd be an Arklow Town Councillor. It caused some ructions within the party, because the other two Pats, Pat Doran and Pat Casey, they weren't happy.
There is now a strong suggestion that Pat Doran in particular could well run as an independent candidate in the general election.
That would be the general consensus, that it is likely he will run.
Earlier this month, Pat Doran had a meeting with Fianna Fáil headquarters. However, given that the party is unlikely to add a fourth candidate to the ticket, and given that the Carnew councillor is so unhappy, it does seem highly likely that he will run as an independent. Now, neither has Pat Casey ruled out running as an independent candidate, but at the moment that's thought to be less likely. What can be ruled out is a member of the Fox family attempting to succeed Mildred in the Dáil. While no formal decision has yet been made, members of the Fox organisation have been assisting the campaigns of two other candidates, Fianna Fáil's Joe Behan and Andrew Doyle of Fine Gael. So, interesting times ahead in Wicklow.
When you have a case, as I have had in this constituency, where a man in his 60s has been waiting for open heart surgery now for almost 5 months, you realise that the health service has not been reformed and improved in the way that the government promised.
Liz McManus, Labour Party deputy leader and health spokesperson, setting out her stall. Along with Wicklow's two other remaining TDs, the Environment Minister Dick Roach and the Fine Gael defence spokesman Billy Timmins, she'll definitely be in the race again. Fianna Fáil haven't been the only party with selection difficulties, though. Nikki Kelly, who only narrowly lost out to Mildred Fox in 2002, is Labour's second candidate. However, he was only belatedly added to the ticket following the completion of a court case in which he was convicted of careless driving. If Fine Gael and Labour are to have any chance of forming a government, they will need to make a gain in Wicklow, so the pressure must be intense.
Well, we came extremely close. I mean, 19 votes was the final difference. I believe this time out the Labour Party can and indeed will win two seats in Wicklow. We have two candidates, one in the north, one in the south. We have the possibility for the first time of Arklow and South Wicklow having its own TD in Nikki Kelly.
Yet, as you know, though, there is a school of thought that says, well, listen, last time was your time. That was your greatest opportunity and you didn't take it.
No, I disagree. I think that this time there will be a candidate successful in South Wicklow. I think Nikki Kelly is by far the front runner in that battle. The last time we had three candidates, this time I think the strategy is far more likely to deliver the two seats.
But it seems there is a problem. Jimmy O'Shaughnessy, who was Labour's third candidate in 2002, is highly unhappy with how things have been handled this time. He too has not ruled out standing as an independent, but has yet to make a final decision. And it would seem there will be at least one other non-party name on the Wicklow ballot paper.
Well, if you look to the right of the harbour here, where the harbour wall is, that is essentially going to be extended way out into the sea to develop a new harbour area. Halfway down here then, you have the fallen in harbour wall, which will be the beginning of a
marina. On a bitterly cold and stormy afternoon, Evelyn Cawley, a former independent member of Greystones Town Council, outlines the proposed development of the town's harbour. It's a development to which she and other members of the Greystones Protection and Development Association, the GPDA, are trenchantly opposed.
Well, the proposed development is a €300 million development of a marina, residential development and retail development. Greystones is quite a small area in that it's geographically bounded on the north by Brayhead. On the west, it's got a railway line, and on the south, then you obviously have a coastline. So where the proposal is going to go is a very limited geographical area. It's approximately 375 apartments, about 6,000 square metres of retail, and then a large marina of about 210 boats. The difficulty is that the people in Greystones do not want this type of development. It's too big.
Is this not in my backyard stuff? Is this NIMBYism?
Oh, Rachel, that has been said a number of times about people in Greystones, but that's not true. Over the last 5 years, Rachel, the number of housing units which have been built has been substantial. In one development alone, 1,400 housing units have been developed. And what we're saying is that we're delighted that Charles Lent has come. However, we are very concerned that the councillors and TDs have let the people down there by not providing the facilities that were supposed to be provided, and one of those would be jobs.
The current plans involve a slightly smaller development than that originally proposed, and they are supported by the majority of councillors in the area. Objections to On Borth Pleanála have to be lodged by the end of this month. After that, the Development Association will formally decide whether to run a candidate in the general election. But I think you can take it that they will do so, and that the name will be Evelyn Cawley.
We have asked numerous times, over a year and a half at this stage, for councillors and TDs to listen to what we're saying. 6,000 people have objected to this development, more than the incinerator in Ringsend. If people are not being listened to, then they have to put up their own challenge. And this is what's happening. Unless the ministers and the councillors come on board with the GPDA, there will be an independent candidate running in the election.
Others whose names will definitely be on the ballot paper include the second Fine Gael candidate, Andrew Doyle, Councillor John Brady of Sinn Féin, Carmel McKenna of the People Before Profit Alliance, and Deirdre de Burca of the Green Party, who also stood here in 2002 and is seen as a serious contender for a seat. So what can we say then for sure about Wicklow, a constituency in more turmoil than just about anywhere else I visited? It is safe to say that more names will be confirmed over the next couple of weeks, and there is also a general view in the county that Dick Roach, Liz McManus and Billy Timmins will be re-elected. It's a view that's shared by Gareth Farrell of East Coast Radio.
That seems to be the most likely picture, and I'm sure Fianna Fáil will be hoping at least one of their candidates, probably Joe Behan, will secure the outgoing TD, Joe Jacob, the former junior minister. So I'm sure they would have high hopes that he would be able to retain that seat.
There is another consideration in this regard, by the way. Even though Joe Behan is generally seen as a stronger candidate than Pat Fitzgerald, he is, like Dick Roach, based in Bray, and there are a lot of candidates clustered in the north of the county. Pat Fitzgerald, on the other hand, is based in Arklow, where, at the moment, the only other runner is Nicky Kelly. But assuming that there is a second Fianna Fáil seat in Wicklow, where might things go after that? Gareth Farrell believes that there are three serious contenders for the final seat.
As far as I'd be concerned, it would be a run between Andrew Doyle from Fine Gael, Nicky Kelly from Labour, and Deirdre de Burca from the Green Party.
I know we're 4 months, maybe 5 months away from a general election. It's impossible to know. But at the moment, if the election was held in a couple of weeks' time, who would you favour?
I think as the news editor, it would be very wrong for me to actually select a candidate. I'd be seen as being biased.
Okay, then we won't say favour. Would you have a belief that at the moment any one candidate is doing slightly better than the others?
Out of those three, it's very hard to say. I think all three of them have a good chance. It's down to how they present themselves over the next 4 months.
Gareth Farrell, who insisted he would go no further than that. It is, though, a long time since Fine Gael took two seats here in Wicklow, and even though there's every chance they'll put in a better performance than in 2002, Andrew Doyle would have to be considered the outsider of those three. Between Nicky Kelly and Deirdre de Burca, well, who knows? But both within and without the Green Party, there is a strong view that Wicklow does represent their best chance of gaining a seat. Maybe this is a constituency to revisit before the end of the series. Well, that's it from the constituency for this week. Thanks for listening.